On Friday, October 11th, a group of Concordia faculty screened a Palestinian documentary on the side of the Hall building after Concordia University canceled their planned screening in the library. The group is calling Concordia's cancellation of their screening an act of censorship.
In the spirit of upholding the values of free expression within democratic academic spaces, we, as a collective, have decided to comply with Concordia's condition not to fundraise on campus for this event. However, we received word this morning that we still would not be allowed to screen our film. We await a clear and transparent explanation of the specific university policies that led to this decision to prevent our fundraising effort, and we thank you all for showing up to protest Concordia University's decision to censor Palestinian voices. Thanks for being here tonight. We'll be able to watch the film.
The group, Regard Palestinien, has been screening documentaries and films with a Palestinian focus in Montreal and in the Concordia community for years now. They had a screening formally planned at Concordia's Deceve Cinema in the library on the evening of October 11th, a screening of the 1970s documentary Resistance Why. They had announced the week prior that the screening would also include a fundraiser for the municipality of Gaza through voluntary pay-what-you-can ticket sales. But the evening of the 10th, the day before the screening was planned, the group received an email from Concordia Security. CJLO has obtained that email correspondence. First, security informed the group that because the event was a fundraiser, they had to cancel the screening, citing the policy on temporary use of university space. That policy states that fundraising events do require the permission of the Vice President of Services and Sustainability. The group pointed out that the tickets were free and fundraising was taking place independently ahead of time of the event. Security said the event had to be reviewed and could not go forward at that time. Though they were told it was the fundraising aspect and not the screening that was of concern, security made it clear that even if fundraising was not taking place, the screening was canceled that night. On the night of Friday, October 11th, the group took a projector and screened the movie anyway, projecting the film onto the side of the Hall building. About 80 people showed up and sat and stood on the sidewalk to watch the screening. One student activist used a small text projector to run the words, "Censorship is not okay," and other similar messages above the film. Here is Concordia history professor Elena Razlogova speaking at the event.
I completely disagree with what the university is doing, and I would like to call your attention to the pattern of censorship that has been happening for weeks now at Concordia. Several statements by faculty in support of Gaza have been taken down by the university, even those that were signed by groups of faculty rather than by departments, which is in violation of university's own memo on political statements.
Both Concordia administration and media relations have not responded to CJLO's request for comments regarding the accusations of censorship or our questions about the Concordia policy leading to the cancellation of this screening. There was also a heavy police presence at the movie screening. This reporter counted 8 police cruisers parked along McKay Street at one time, and a line of police stood behind the crowd as they watched the movie. The SPVM have also not responded to requests for comment and questions about who called them and why. Adam Innes, CJLO News.